Part 28, Chapter 2. Despite emotional reactions, Johnny had been raised a hunter. His had been a life in the mountains, much of it spent alone on trails where pumas and grizzlies and wolves could lurk. There were times when you could feel a planning predator behind you, watching for a false move, concentrated on intentions of its own. For the last 15 seconds, he had had that feeling. Danger. He spun about, tensed for action. The small gray man behind him said,
"Oh, didn't you know?"
Johnny let his hand fall away from his gun butt. The small gray man appeared not to have noticed.
"A lot adds up now that I didn't understand before. Yes, I fear Cyclo is gone. We knew that, of course. We weren't sure how."
Angus said,
"Are there any Cyclos left? Anywhere?"
"No."
The small gray man shook his head. The other small gray man, who had arrived by teleportation, had been lurking in the shadows. He came forward now.
"We checked it and checked it. Probes told us Cyclo was gone only a couple of weeks after it happened. We've had ships out everywhere."
The first small gray man had glanced at him. A cautionary glance? The other small gray man smoothly shifted what he was going to say.
"The transshipment rigs were all at mine site centrals or at Regency palaces. That was company custom. All their executive personnel and high-ranking officers on planets were quartered near the platforms. Pure laziness, really, so they wouldn't have far to walk and could get dispatches sooner. And the bulk of their breathe gas storage was also in the same area. The first word they got, they never went in much for space travel as such, since they had a monopoly on teleportation, and it wouldn't have gotten back to them soon enough anyway, was when they fired into Cyclo. We, of course, couldn't examine all universes, but knowing Cyclos, we are positive there are no transshipment rigs or central compounds or executives left. We ourselves gave it up over 5 months ago. The time limit would have been 6 months for breathe gas to last, and that expired 6 months ago."
Johnny had been watching them carefully. These men were hiding something, and they wanted something. They were a threat. Down deep, he knew that. Their manner was easy. They were very pleasant and smooth, but their frankness was a pose.
"How can you be sure that some Cyclo engineer didn't build a transshipment rig?"
"Oh,"
said the second small gray man,
"he would have fired straight to us at once if he avoided firing into Cyclo. The rig nearest us blew to bits, took half a city with it. Horrible. Just by a freak, I was out sailing with my family that day, miles away. However, our own offices are 15 levels underground."
Was the original small gray man giving him a warning sign? In any case, he got interested in his pointed fingernails. Angus said,
"I don't see any planets listed that have the same atmosphere as Cyclo. Are there any other planets that have that breathe gas?"
The two small gray men thought it over. Then the one who had come latest said,
"Phobia. I don't think they'd list it."
The two of them laughed about something. The original one said,
"Excuse us. It's kind of a joke. The best-kept state secrets of Cyclo are all a kind of open book in our business. That they would omit listing Phobia is so typically Cyclo. It's where they exiled King Hack about 261,000 years ago. It's the only other planet in that system, and it is so much further out than Cyclo you can't even see it from the home planet with an unaided eye. It is so cold, its atmosphere has liquefied and lies in lakes on the surface. They built a little dome there and exiled Hack and his fellow conspirators, and then got so scared he'd escape, they sent assassins in and killed them all. Typically Cyclo. They cut the whole thing out of their school books. Let's see your astrographic tables."
He took them, looked a while, then laughed and showed his companion.
"Not there. An omitted planet right in their own system."
In response to Johnny's look, the second one said,
No, not even any cyclos there, and nothing going on there either. It's nothing but breathe gas ice and very tiny anyway. As of a couple of weeks ago, probe showed it totally deserted. No, you can be certain that's the end of the cyclos. I saw on scans I reviewed here that you have a very few still alive. But you didn't get them to build this.
He patted the side of the console dragon.
For reasons best known to cyclos, they'd kill themselves first.
He shook his head.
There were a few alive, engineers in branch mine sites, and don't think one didn't try to persuade them. They're all dead now.
Was the original one trying to turn the other one off? But the new one was a bit better dressed and appeared to be the superior of the other.
I think,
said the original one,
that we really ought to get together for a formal conference. There are some things to take up.
Ah, thought Johnny. Now we get to it.
I'm not a member of the government.
He hedged. The newest arrival said,
We're aware of that, but you do enjoy its confidence. We were thinking that possibly if you and the two of us could have a talk, you might assist us to arrange a conference with your government.
A talk about having a serious talk,
said the other. Johnny had an inspiration. He recalled the first gray man had drunk Yarb tea.
I'll be having dinner in half an hour. If you can eat our food, I'd be pleased to have you join me.
Oh, we eat anything,
said the newest small gray man.
Anything there is. We would be so pleased.
Half an hour it is,
said Johnny. And he left to tell Chong Wan he had dinner guests after all. Now, maybe he'd find out the threat that these two posed. He wasn't imagining it. These two were dangerous.